Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Today in the great Show Me State of Missouri, we are experiencing a much awaited for, much welcomed climate change. Last week, we officially, everyone, not just Missouri, entered into the season of spring, where love and sunshine abound. I know love is in the air because the skunks are literally risking their lives to get to the other side of the road, and some of them don't make it. In that respect, climate change is extremely dangerous. Okay, I jest a bit, but in serious, it is serious. If you're a skunk, it is serious. I asked Dr. Patrick Michaels to join us today again, and he's what he calls himself is a lukewarmer. He and Chip Knappenberger, I can't pronounce his name. You know, my last name's Schoenberg, so it's all difficult. The new climate science that changes everything. While Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because I love to say her name, believes that the world will end in 12 years if we don't just stop. Stop nearly everything in our lives. Get rid of those gassy cows as if other animals don't have gas. Take the buffalo, for instance. Did you know that in the 1800s, there were roughly 60 million buffalo residing in America? There are currently 9.4 million dairy and 31.7 million beef cows in America. AOC and her fellow climate panickers need to prove to the rest of us that gassy cows are more destructive to the environment than the buffalo flatulence. Or admit that our gassy cows really aren't serious and not a threat. While we, particularly me, I like to jest at their lack of common sense and their full-on march to change the world order in to save the planet, from making vegans, they are serious. From making vegans out of everybody, no prolification, no procreation, stop having babies, no planes, no trains, and there's no need to go travel anywhere, no fossil fuels, no nuclear energy, they're serious. They're wrong, in my opinion, but serious. It is my opinion that their true purpose is to just change the governing of this nation and the world. I'm quite opinionated, but I'm not extremely scientifically educated, so I rely on others, just like I rely on Dr. Patrick Michaels today, and he's agreed to join us. Dr. Patrick Michaels is the director of the Center for the Study of Science at the Cato Institute. He's a past president of the American Association of State Climatologists and was a program chair for the Committee on Applied Climatology of the American Meteorological. Sometimes his tongue just doesn't work. Society. He was research professor of environmental sciences of the University of Virginia for 30 years, and Michael was a contributing author and is a reviewer of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize back in 2007. Michael holds an AB and a SM degree in biological sciences and plant ecology and from the University of Chicago, and he received his PhD in ecological climatology from the University of Wisconsin in Madison back in 1979. Patrick, we welcome you back to CSE Talk Radio. You know, we're rural America. This is where the cows are. So you're welcome back. Nope. Did we lose him?
Nope.
Oh, there you are. I heard a dial tone. I thought, man, you got scared by that gassy cow comment.
No, not really. I find this whole Ocasio-Cortez business totally amusing.
Well, I'm not alone then.
No, you're not alone. And I have a feeling, just a guess, that the Democratic Party in New York City finds it less than amusing and that there will probably be some effort to primary her out.
You think they really will? Because her district seems to really be cheering her on.
Yeah, that's possible. But, I mean, if they want to have a referendum on her and primary her out, and the district says, oh, she's great, well, then that's really not going to be very good for the party as a whole.
No, it's not. I think she's been kind of damaging, and it's kind of funny to me just to see how Mama Pelosi can't control these young freshmen. It's kind of amusing a little bit, but
yeah. Well, you know, in many ways, to have an extremist out there and getting all that publicity is not such a bad thing to improve people's understanding of the issue,
mm-hmm.
because you can run the numbers. What she's proposing is enormously expensive.
Oh gosh!
I mean, trillions and trillions and trillions. I've seen estimates close to $100 trillion. It is totally impossible. And if you ask yourself, what would you get for this? Well, if the United States stopped emitting carbon dioxide completely today and did not emit a molecule to the year 2100, using the EPA's own, the Obama administration's EPA's own model for that estimates how much policy will change the climate, you would get less than two-tenths of a degree less warming doing everything that she said. So you have something that costs a fortune and does nothing.
Yeah.
And in no way, I assure you, are nations like China and India all of a sudden going to send their emissions down to zero?
Oh, they're not even
continue to grow.
No.
So this is just fantasy on her part.
Well, and you know, when they start talking, and I guess I get like that too, when they start talking, they just throw things out there, you know, like the world's going to end like in 12 years if we don't do something. And of course, if we do everything, like you just said, but nobody else does anything, it's still going to end in 12 years. I don't think they even believe
right.
their own rhetoric.
Well, that whole 12-year thing is very funny. it actually comes from the United Nations. When the Paris Climate Agreement was inked in December of 2015, the UN directed its scientific body to produce a new report on the horrors that will occur if the global surface temperature goes up more than a degree and a half Celsius. And the people who authored this report knew what they were supposed to do. I'm speaking honestly, most of the people, almost all of the people on that report, I have never heard of. I don't know where they rounded up these people. But so they knew what they were supposed to do. And what they said was, if the world does not get on a course to reduce emissions to zero by the year 2050, if we don't do this in 12 years, we're going to exceed that threshold. And then all these horrible things are going to happen. Well, guess what, Beth Ann? It doesn't matter what we do. We're going to exceed that threshold because the Earth warmed up pretty close to 1 degree Celsius since 1900. That not all of that has to do with human beings. Probably less than half of that has to do with human beings. But to say that warming up a mere half a degree from where we are today is going to bring about the end of civilization is preposterous.
You know,
it's an absolute joke.
And, you know, the things that they're proposing, and I want to talk about this just a little bit. Then I want to go through the Green New Deal. We're heading into a break right now, though. I'm going to hold off on phone calls just for a little bit until Dr. Michaels and I have a little more discussion going on. But I want to ask about the seriousness of some of these. I don't believe they all believe what they're saying, but I believe they have some followers that are very, very religious about it. And you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Michaels, and we're talking about the Green New Deal, and we will be right back.
There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these chests.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Dr. Patrick Michaels, and we're talking about the Green New Deal. And, you know, I like to jest about it quite a bit because it's just enormously humorous. But the other night, I saw a young woman on Tucker Carlson, and it was just sad. It was just sad. She has agreed, and there's a sect of them, I guess, kind of a cult, that they're not going to have children. They're not going to have children in order to save the planet. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking how sad this is. Now, I'm past that age. I've had all my children, and I'm having grandchildren. In fact, I found out I'm going to have another one here in November. But I can't see how they giving up their lives, basically, is going to change anything. Even I said on the air the other day, even if everyone, which that'll never happen, but if you stopped and thought about it, everyone stopped having children today. The youngest child that we have today, the infant, would be 80-some years old. So in 80 years, you saved a planet and nobody's there to enjoy it. So I'm just thinking, where's the logic in this? But it's sad. They're serious, but it's very sad. Are you there?
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm sorry.
This reminds me of when I was in college, and that was when, you know, the population bomb and overpopulation, and there were graduate student males that got vasectomies. And I thought to myself, you have a long life ahead of you. You may have just done something that you are going to really regret. And in fact, I happen to know for a fact that many of
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, this is a cult, so to speak, when you're the way she was talking. But she just looked like she had no hope. There was no hope in her life for anything, you know. And it's like they're all consumed with this, which I think is a lie. I think that they're being scared over nothing. And, you know, it's just really sad to me. And yet those that are doing the scaring, those who are putting out all this information, they're not changing their lives at all.
No, no. You know, it's interesting the way you bring this up in sort of a religious context. Every once in a while, I get in front of church groups, and in fact, last week I was in front of one, and of course, it's in the Washington, D.C. area, which means it was a pretty liberal church group, and the sense I get from these audiences is that they think they're being extremely virtuous, and that anybody who might explain to them, as I would, that you really are kind of putting your eggs in the wrong basket if you're going to put them all in this basket, they take true offense to it. Despite, you know, even when you show them the actual numbers and why this issue was overblown and how it got overblown, instead of being reassured and happy, they get angry, which tells me that this is not a matter of logic by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, and they get angry in the wrong direction. They ought to be angry that they've been lied to.
Yes.
Instead of the truth being making them angry, it should be that the fact that they got lied to. You know, I said a long time ago, I've never was a smoker, but it came out that they actually put other things in the cigarettes to make them even more addictive, as if the nicotine wasn't addictive enough. And I said, if that's me, I'd be kind of upset about it. You know, it's a manipulation, yeah, and that's what these lies are.
For sure. But it is such an easy demonstration that the forecasts of dramatic warming are wrong. That it shocks me that our government, frankly, has not decided to for our EPA to call off the dogs on this thing, to reverse its so-called endangerment finding from carbon dioxide. It's a very easy demonstration, and I tell you, the movement to call on them to reverse this finding is growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, and I'm kind of shocked that they haven't done that. But they have a lot of these believers, for lack of another word, embedded there in the EPA. And it is about money. We get down to it almost all these things, whether it's climate change or something else. It gets down to it's about money. And, you know, the fines and the license and the permits and the restrictions and the mandates and the regulations and all that, they all mount up to more taxing. So it's more money and controlling the land. And it's, you know, it all comes down to the almighty dollar once again.
Yeah, well, the problem is that you have these GS-15s embedded in these agencies who have established essentially agency philosophy, and it's very, very hard to turn that around.
Yes.
You know, this last national assessment of climate change impacts on the United States, that should not have been allowed to see the light of day. That was written by Obama administration people, and I would have hoped that the current administration would have said, well, no, we're going to revisit this, and we will release it. The problem is those documents are then brought to court and used to do things like sue energy companies or go after individuals or organizations. We've got to be a little bit more careful about what we're putting out there because, A, it's not the truth, and, B, it's somewhat harmful.
And, you know, I've always wondered where all the money goes to when they find somebody or they sue somebody. Where does that money go? Does it go back into the EPA department? Where does that money go? Because they rake in a bunch of money with that.
It goes to the plaintiffs, but they haven't really been successful. And I don't think they're going to be. But, you know, the scary part is unless these documents are revised with reality, they are useful in these legal proceedings.
Well, you know, we've seen an awful lot of the suing going on in the particularly in the West, and that, you know, the regulations have put a lot of businesses out of business. Missouri down in Herculaneum had the last and the only last the only one, and now it's gone, smelting plant. And because the EPA just kept throwing more regulations and more mandates at them, they financially couldn't take it again, and they had to close. This is about, I want to say, 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we're losing businesses. And, of course, in this Green New Deal, they're telling us about all the jobs. Everybody's going to have a job. It also says they'll all be government employees. So
I really like when this first came out, and she was asked, well, this is going to be very expensive. How are we going to pay for this? And her response was, well, the government will set up new banks. Oh, my God.
That'll fix it.
Put more money in.
You know,
the understanding here of supply and demand is a little bit juvenile. Let's just be gentle.
I don't know what her degree is in, and I have to confess I have none.
I believe it's in international studies from either Boston College or Boston University. You know, what she studied there.
Well, we know it wasn't climate science, and we know it wasn't financial. We know she doesn't have a degree in the economy or finances or business.
Well, the problem is that the universities are, how should I put it, they're addicted to all this federal funding.
Oh, yes.
In the climate change area. And so there's no gain to a university to stand up against this sort of stuff. So what has happened is they have been bought. And it, in many ways, it doesn't matter in the short run who's in power in Washington, D.C., because these programs just go on and on and on, and the same incentives remain in the academy to not tell the truth, to keep, you know, the alarm bells ringing while their students are propagandized and, frankly, not told the whole story. And the result is things like the Green New Deal.
Yeah, and the Green New Deal, when you read the whole thing, and it's only 14 pages long. I mean, it's a fairly easy read. I say it's easy. It's not easy to digest it, but it's easy to read it. It's the logic in it is way out there. And I want to talk about that when we come back. If you have any questions or comments directly dealing with the Green New Deal, we'll take your calls today. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Dr. Michaels and Beth Ann will be right back.
Bye.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We do have a caller from Illinois. We have Neil with a question or a comment. Neil, how are you today?
Real good, Beth Ann, and hello to Dr. Michael.
Hello, Neil.
Hello. I just received my latest issue of the New American, and on the inside track it says Green New Deal will cost $93 trillion, says Think Tank, and that's the American Action Forum. It will cost the average household $653,000 a year.
I better go get another job.
I guess we are going to have a money printing machine to do that.
Well, everybody needs one in the basement.
Yeah, full time.
Oh, gracious. You know, I have in the new Green Deal, or Green New Deal, I always keep saying it backwards. She says that the risk of the damage is $1 trillion. And it just, I mean, they keep going on and on with this, these numbers. More than $500 trillion is lost annually, economically, in the output in the U.S. by the, and it, she's saying that'll be by the year 2100. And it's, I mean, they just keep throwing numbers out there. But yeah, it's going to cost the American people. I've seen those numbers before, Neil. I'm going to let Pat, I'm going to let Dr. Michaels take over there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all the numbers that you see on this are big, which means it's
huge
politically and physically impossible. And I really think that if the radicals in the Democratic Party continue to push this, there's going to be a lot of pushback on them in the next election.
I think so, too, because I think, you know, most Americans, I think, well, I don't know how to put this. A lot of Americans have bought into this story, but there's an awful lot of them that haven't. You know, we all agree, and it's picture, you know, they depict rural America as being, you know, not too educated and all this. But we love the land. The land is our life, and we're going to take good care of it. We want to be good stewards, and we try to do better. We've learned some things along the way, that's for sure and for certain. But most people, and particularly the United States as a country, as a nation, we have cleaned it up, so to speak, in a great way in the last many years. Neil, I'm going to thank you for your call. Appreciate
it.
Absolutely. But we see other countries that aren't even making an effort, and they're very vocal about not making an effort.
Yeah, you know, in the Paris Agreement on climate change, every country is supposed to say what it's going to do, you know, to the year 2030 or something like that. And the people from India, the government of India said, basically, we're going to emit more and more carbon dioxide per person than we were going to under normal conditions. They actually had a plan to stop becoming as efficient as they were beginning to become. They said, we're not going to do it. And everybody hailed that as some kind of major agreement. I don't get that.
And then when we pulled out, we were the bad guys.
Yeah, the bad guys happen to be the country that reduced its net carbon dioxide emissions more than any other country on Earth.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I know. Which was, I think, made it very logical to say, why are we in this deal? You know, we're doing more than other countries. We're not doing it, by the way, to save the planet.
No, we're not, I think that's obvious.
I mean, in the United States, we have this massive switch over producing power from natural gas that we happen to have underneath our feet, and it is more efficient with regard to energy production than it's coal. So it's economics that drove our emissions reduction, not some pie-in-the-sky policy.
We have another caller. We have William from Delaware. He wants to talk about light bulbs.
Yes, hello, Beth Ann.
How are you doing, William?
Here's another thing to put on the calendar. It was enacted, by the way, by George W. Bush, and it's now carried over to the Green New Deal. As of January 2020, what's that, 8 months from now?
Yep.
They are no longer going to be able to purchase an incandescent traditional light bulb for period. They officially are banned by 2020, and that also includes halogen filament lights as well, leaving us with only the choice of those curly bulbs, which CFLs, which are loaded with mercury and highly, highly toxic, or going to LEDs, which are more energy efficient, but they have one big problem. My brother-in-law is an electrician. You can't install LED bulbs in a recessed fixture or any type of a lighting fixture that is enclosed, like a post, an out front post lamp or a walkway lamp. And you also can't use them in high heat locations. They burn out, and they're also susceptible to lightning discharge and surges. This whole thing about LED bulbs being last 20 years is all a bunch of horse hooey.
Yeah, they don't last. We've experienced that already with them, but they don't.
But there you go. For Kiss Light Bulb, the original Edison bulb goes away on 2020. We need to write Trump and tell him to rescind that law.
And, you know, because Congress hasn't got anything else to do, they got to kind of mandate what kind of light bulb you use. I'm going to take it back to Dr. Michaels.
Yeah, that's a witch hunt. Another story.
It is. Thank you. I appreciate it, William. Go ahead, Dr.
Michael. Interesting problem. I did not... Such heat issues. but that certainly means they're not going to last as long as people say they are.
No, and we've already experienced that they're not. And I think when it first happened, people were really upset about it because the bulbs they're insisting on us using are not made in the USA. And so there was a lot of people that are trying to push that were really upset about it because you know, why should we keep going outside the country? Why can't we do things here? And that's another topic for another show. But that was one thing that really upset the American people with that. And, you know, it's just they do what they don't need to be doing, and they don't do what they need to be doing in D.C. It's just like they got it all messed up.
Yeah, well, that's all pretty well put, Beth Ann.
That was my non-college analysis there.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is that people really, really don't like to be forced
to do anything.
Technologies that mm-hmm. they may not want or may not work as well. We have been doing this for a long, long time. I mean, we've changed the way so many appliances work, and unfortunately, they generally don't work as well. All you have to do is buy yourself a new dishwasher and see how long it has to run to do its job compared to your old one. That
or how long they last. My first dishwasher lasts for a long, long time, but the ones I've had since, they didn't make the race. They just didn't last.
The odd part about those regulations on things like dishwashers is they're predicated upon water use efficiency. Well, you know what? On the average, the United States gets 3 feet of water dumped on it per year.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful lot of water spread over a very large area. If you're running short of water and you have that much falling on the land, that's an infrastructure problem. It's not an environmental issue.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100% with that. And, you know, you mentioned the population. You know, they went off on this a few years back. They're not talking about that as much now. But the overpopulation, and I listened to a scientist years ago, and he said, you know, if it's crowded where you are, move. Because there's a lot of places in the United States that are not crowded at all. We're headed into another break. I want to continue this. We have so much fun. I'm going to have you on regularly.
You're listening
to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Dr. Patrick Michaels, and the topic is the Green New Deal. And I say, no deal. Anyway, we'll see. You're listening, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. Before we continue with the Green New Deal, I want to talk about food, water, energy. Don't be naive about the essentials of life. This is a symposium being put on by rangerights.com. Go to their website, rangerights.com. It'll be held April the 11th through the 12th. It'll be a fun weekend, an informative weekend, and that will be in Windsor, Colorado. That's Windsor, Colorado, April 11th through the 12th. Go to rangerights.com and see who the speakers are going to be. We'll have Tim Smith from that organization on with us on Thursday. And today we have Patrick Michaels, and we are talking about the Green New Deal. Now, Dr. Michaels, I have in my hand, that's where I read this, because I downloaded from the Green Party U.S. about the Green New Deal, and they've got quite a bit to say about it. And it says the Green New Deal will guarantee full employment and generate up to 20 million new living wage jobs, as well as make the government the employer of last resort with a much-needed major public jobs program. That doesn't sound like that's got anything to do with climate change.
No, that is the problem. It doesn't. And it wouldn't even if fully implemented, because you can use the Obama administration's climate calculator and you will find that it won't do anything.
Hmm. You know, it's exactly like you said. It has nothing to do with saving the planet. It has everything to do, I believe, with control, controlling the land, controlling the people, changing our way of government into a socialistic government. And we have slowly been going that way anyway. And it's full force ahead. It's like the train that's lost its brakes going downhill. And you know, the people have got to wake up and realize that we've been duped in a lot of ways. That doesn't mean we don't need to be good stewards. You and I know we need to be good stewards and some things.
I think most of the people who are espousing this are really kind of in concentrated urban bubbles, mainly on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And once you get out of that bubble, people's sentiments on this are completely different. And I think that was reflected, frankly, in the last election. China. If you look very carefully at the results of the last election, it was decided basically the most critical areas were the areas where natural gas fracking has been going on, the Marcellus Shale in southwestern Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio. That's where the vote was extremely strong. And that's going to continue. And if people are going to feel threatened by, you know, the very loud bubble politics of the Green New Deal, they're going to come out in force and express their opinion.
Well, how do we make that difference? You know, I've got an article here about the governor of Colorado, and of course he's a lefty, but he also doesn't necessarily recognize the Green New Deal. He's not going along with them because he likes fracking. And so how do we advise, how do we help others? Like you said, you spoke in a church this weekend, and they weren't very accepting of the data you were giving them. So how do we come to an agreement? I don't think we should just get angry at one another, but how do we come to an agreement to explain to them, you know, we are doing a good thing here, and you don't need to get overly excited about. How do we explain that to them, Dr. Michael?
Well, I think you have to understand that the way to sell the truth, if I may use such a phrase, is to recognize that people who do things efficiently or produce efficient things are at a relative advantage in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as the market is free and vibrant, we become a more efficient society.
Yes.
And that's no whiz-bang Green New Deal or anything like that. It is just the evolution of efficiency. And that is the way of the future.
And the Green New Deal is not efficient.
No, it's not. Oh, God, no. And due to the value of money, it's just kind of horrific. You just can't create jobs that are involving, you know, people dusting off solar panels or something. You call that a good life? I don't think so.
No.
So what we really need to do is to allow, to promote economic growth and development, and the innovation that occurs is quite remarkable. You know, Bethann, 12 years ago, we were all convinced, everybody within the bubble and outside of the bubble were convinced that we were running out of natural gas. And in a mere 12 years, that changed around completely because of innovation and, mm-hmm. and the desire to make a profit.
You know, my late boss used to say, if you could raise cockroaches, which, you know, don't do that. The farmers would raise cockroaches. He said you'd find a market for it. You know, if you find a market and a way to produce something, you know, then you've created jobs. And I don't know why he used cockroaches, but anyway, he did use that for his example because nobody wants to raise them, I guess. And, you know, they would, if you paid them to raise them, they're going to do it, you know. So it's, you know, what brings in the money is what people are going to go after, and make it easier for people to have a business and to be productive instead of putting the brakes on everyone.
I just think we have to stop trying to force people into technologies.
Mm.
When if you allow things to evolve naturally, you get these technological improvements. I can you imagine if it was 12 or 15 years ago and we were at a party in Washington, D.C., and everybody was moaning about running out of natural gas, and we're going to have to use coal to produce electricity, and coal is dirty, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine how popular we would be at that party if we said, oh, actually, we have hundreds of years of natural gas right underneath our feet, and all we have to do is break rocks? You'd have been thrown out of polite company.
Yeah, you would.
But here's the point. That's how things change. We can't anticipate it, and to try and direct change is foolhardy.
Exactly. And you know, I think the American people, I've tried to tell my listeners, we're just about out of time, that, you know, the American people are the solution. They really are. And they've got themselves convinced D.C.'s not going to fix anything. The American people are the solution, although D.C. has limited us. They've restricted us. And hopefully this administration can get past all this All this stuff we've had, I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. But like you said, we should be writing the president and tell him, hey, back up on this stuff. Let's change this stuff in the EPA. Let's get her done.
I think that they really need to make an effort to change EPA's endangerment finding. And they have the science on their side. It is actually a very simple argument, and it's a very elegant argument, and they could use it if they wanted to.
Well, and I have encouraged my listeners to do just that, to get involved and write those letters. Just let them be nice, be kind, just say, you know what, let's back up the truck here and let's try something else because this isn't working. Dr. Michaels, we are out of time. That's my son picking on the guitar, telling us goodbye for the day. I appreciate all that you do. Let's have you on again here real soon. I love talking to you. All right. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We've been discussing the Green News deal with Dr. Michaels today. You can go on my website and listen to it again. It's on Facebook, on the video. And you know what? Write those letters. And let's do what we can to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.